business matters, I am busy, almost a mistake is dollar. Position, money loss, forget all the much. Ubi Kubana, do with Zata, I do in Abuja, and I forget agenda. Money flow, money flow. Who do you know, they flex, I know, oh, Chapino.
Because mama said the photo, I want enter, I want cancer. Say I want more to deal, I wish one you get. She not less also for my big dealer. I bet me how much I go press. Cause mama said the photo, mama nearly pissed. Front nearly drop, mama nearly pissed. If not be, mama see that, and I say go this one, no be juju, see not Chris.
They call you Charlie Buffy. No, my wife is so fresh, you do the money choke. You go come and pay and go.
From Lusaka, our Cobway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
President Hichilema has announced key changes and appointments at various levels of government. Government has warned that no intruder will be allowed to enter community house. In international news, South Africa has reported new bird flu outbreak on poultry farms. In sports, Miloud Hamdi has left Young Africans to sign for Egyptian team Ismaili SC.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Viola Chuma. President Hakainde Hichilema has terminated the appointments of Ms. Lynn Havanji as Commissioner of Lands in the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources and Engineer Himba Jelo as Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock. These terminations are effective immediately. In expressing his gratitude, President Hichilema thanked Ms. Havanji and Engineer Jelo for their dedicated service to the Republic of Zambia and wish them well in their future endeavors. Meanwhile, Mr. Chiweleka, Hilton Chiweleka, has been appointed as Permanent Secretary in the Cabinet Office, while Ms. Beatrice Chilomo takes up the role of Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services. Mr. Alfred Sakwia has been appointed Permanent Secretary of the Management Development Division, and Mrs. Joma Simui will serve as Permanent Secretary Administration at the Ministry of Health. Additionally, Mr. Max Jombe has been appointed Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock. Mrs. Stella Chanda Nyonda assumes the role of Deputy Auditor General Administration. Kanyamula Zulu has been appointed Ambassador Plenipotentiary and Extraordinary. In a statement issued by State House Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka, the President has since congratulated all the newly appointed officials and wish them God's blessings as they undertake their new responsibilities. The Forum for African Women Educationalists of Zambia, FAWEZA, in partnership with the Faway Africa and the Mastercard Foundation, has selected 200 vulnerable young people to pursue STEM courses at TVET institutions under the 2025 Mastercard Foundation Bursary Support Program Cohort 2. FAWEZA Executive Director Kostim Kanchele says the cohort includes 160 females, 40 males, 11 persons with disabilities, and 15 refugees, reflecting FAWEZA's commitment to inclusive gender-responsive education for marginalized learners. Mr. Kantele has since congratulated the beneficiaries and urged them to approach the opportunity with education, highlighting that their success will benefit their families, communities, and the nation.
The bursary program comes with a comprehensive support package designed to ensure student success, such as tuition fees, accommodation, meals, learning materials including books and digital tools, a monthly upkeep allowance, psychosocial support, mentorship, life skills, training through to semi-clubs, speak out, and career development support. Faweza recognizes that to fully empower young people, support must go beyond access. It must also include retention and successful transition into the world of work. Faweza urges all selected participants to remain focused and committed through their academic journey, noting that the opportunity given is not just for the participants' benefit, but also for the betterment of their families, communities, and the nation.
The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has warned that no intruder will be allowed to enter Community House, the official residence of President Hakainde Hichilema, under any circumstances. This follows the arrest of Faith Musonda, a resident of Lusaka's Talala area, for disorderly conduct outside the presidential residence on Wednesday. Between 23:45 hours on Tuesday and 01 hours on Wednesday, Ms. Musonda went to Community House in Nyukasama residential area. Upon being approached by security officers, she allegedly conducted herself in a disruptive manner. She was swiftly apprehended and did not gain access to the premises. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu affirmed that the incident confirms the effectiveness of security measures at Community House and has assured the public that the residents remain secure.
We'd like to assure the nation, especially that many concerned members of the public have raised issues and apprehension of the presence of Ms. Musonda outside Community House for alleged disorderly conduct. It must be stated that there was no breach that occurred into the residence of the president. Therefore, we would like to assure the nation that Community House is safe and that we have adequate security arrangements at that place. We are not going to allow any suspicious individual or individuals who like to enter or approach the premises of the president. The swift apprehension of Ms. Musonda and her failure to enter into the premises of the president is sufficient proof that the security arrangements at Community House are indeed adequate.
In other news, Nyimba Member of Parliament Menyani Zulu has called for a reduction in bus fares following the recent drop in fuel prices announced by the Energy Regulation Board. The ERB recently announced a further reduction in fuel prices for July, with petrol now at 28 kwacha per litre and diesel at 23 kwacha 13 gwe per litre, marking the third consecutive monthly decrease. Speaking on Power FM's Voice of the People, Mr. Zulu described it as unfair for commuters to continue paying the same transport fares despite the decrease in fuel costs. He has urged the Ministry of Transport and Logistics to engage bus operators to ensure that Zambians benefit from fuel reductions.
There is no justification that we should be paying the fees we are paying. The minister and his department, for me, they are sleeping in their ministry. Because there is no way people are being overcharged, and we have a department of government looking at this business. And we say, no, everything is okay. No. Anyway, if I was one of the senior members of UPND, I'll ask, why are we not passing on this benefit to the people? Because even if the people are talking about their upset with something and give them an accreditation, I'm telling you, now what has Boma Yanganapo on the affairs? Nothing. So the challenge to the Department of Logistics and our government in Zanzibar, can we look at the affairs so that people can pay proper fares?
In international news, South African authorities have confirmed new outbreaks of the highly pathogenic H5N1 avian influenza strain on two poultry farms, according to the World Organization for Animal Health. These are the country's first reported cases